Hello and a very good morning. Welcome to Money Control's daily podcast, which brings you the best of our Editor's Picks newsletter in an audio format. This exclusive newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. History is being made in the Indian stock market, but not in a way one would want. The Nifty 50 index has declined for the fifth straight month, its worst losing streak in 29 years, reports the Money Control Bureau. The uncertainty is far from over, with market breadth also hitting a 5-year low, reports Ravindra Sonavane. The advance to decline ratio has fallen to 0.77 in February, its lowest reading since March 2020, with small and mid-cap stocks declining the most. Meanwhile, benchmark indices ended little changed amid volatile trading on the monthly expiry day, which typically falls on the last Thursday of the month. What's next for Indian and US markets? Ace investor Shankar Sharma, founder of GQuant and First Global, writes for Money Control today with a gloomy prognosis. Based on his lake of returns theory, which analyzes long-term returns of asset classes, Sharma predicts a 30 to 50% fall in the Nasdaq and low to negative returns from the Indian market over the next 5 years. Yet, before we let all these dampen our spirits, Lovisha Darad offers a historical perspective that might soothe some nerves. Despite Indian stock indices plunging as much as 20% from their peaks, history shows us that this decline is far from the most severe in the past three decades. In fact, the three key indices, Nifty, Sensex, and Nifty 500, have only endured 8 significant corrections over the past 30 years. The Reserve Bank of India is keeping a sharp eye on the capital position of small finance banks as concerns mount over asset quality. As many as 4 lenders may need to raise capital in the next 6 to 12 months due to asset quality issues, reports Hamsini Karthik. These banks have seen an erosion of their overall capital position, prompting concerns over their ability to absorb loan losses. The RBI has questioned SFB chiefs about their capital raising plans, indicating its unease over the sector's health. On the tech front, American chip designer Cadence has offered to collaborate with the Indian government and local companies to develop indigenous GPUs, reports Danish Khan. This partnership could offer Indian companies the tools needed to develop GPUs, crucial for developing AI models. The government is also in talks with chip design giants such as Nvidia and AMD. Uttar Pradesh's economy has got a major boost from the Mahakumbh. The state's financial year 26 budget projects GDP growth of ₹2.1 lakh crore and 8.9% increase from previous year, with the Kumbh contributing significantly to the increase, reports Ishan Gera. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, however, estimates the Kumbh's impact to be even more spectacular at ₹3 lakh crore. This growth is reminiscent of the 16.4% increase seen in 2019-20 following the previous Kumbh. And finally, we know US President Donald Trump's gold card immigration program is pricey, but how does it stack up against other such investment visas? The US plan requires a hefty $5 million investment for a pathway to US citizenship. This puts it among the priciest golden visa options globally, rivaled only by the Singapore Global Investor Program, which demands a minimum of 8 million Singapore dollars, which is approximately 7.5 million US dollars of investment. However, countries such as Greece and Portugal offer more affordable options with investments starting at 250,000 euros. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.